Well, well, well. What do we have here? It looks like our curious friend arrived the same time I did. And there's only one diamond. Seems like we're in quite the predicament. Tsk, tsk, tsk. You killed me before, and I'm certainly not going to allow you to do it again. You're not supposed to be here. Now you've put me into quite a challenging position. Do I let you go? Or do I fight you? Aw, I don't want to fight. I just got a manicure, and I don't want to break a claw. Look here, my little cat burglar. Look at my crystal necklace. Look at its shine. Its smooth details as it lights up your eyes. Look at my crystal as it sits on my neck. It's shiny, isn't it? It's so pretty. Curiosity never killed anything. My crystal captivates you, doesn't it? That's right. It looks right at you. The more you look at my shiny necklace, the more you'll stand there and lose your will to run away from me. The more you look at the crystal, the deeper you're going to go. Keep staring. That's right. Keep staring while I pull it off my neck slowly and drape the chain over my long black gloves and over my fingers, dangling it in front of your face. That's right. Watch it go from left to right. Left to right, left to right, yes, good. Now, let your eyes wander down over my tight black catsuit, shiny, pitch black. So shiny, you can see your reflection staring back at you off my body. The PVC showing the outline of my six-pack abdomen and my beautiful perky breasts. So tight, you can see every muscle of my thighs and even see my hip bones. See me standing there with the black PVC hugging every body part. Hugging my hips, my arms, my beautiful long legs. So tall. And of course, my 6-inch spiky stilettos certainly captivate you. I turn around and begin to walk. My sexy catwalk. You watch the lights of the alarms and lasers shine on my beautiful ass. My perfect round, tight ass and toned thighs. Ah, yes. That's my whip you're staring at. And with the snap of my wrist, you see the whip lunge forward right at your chest. And you see a button fly off. It's a good thing you didn't move, or else I could have hurt you. And my whip goes forward again, snapping off another one of your buttons. And again. And again. And another. And another. My whip slowly stripping your shirt, baring your chest to me. Time to accessorize. I walk around you, my high heels walking on the floor, making a delicious sound. My commanding presence scares you as well as intrigues you. Look how pretty I am. I stand back again. Hold still. I want to have some fun with you. Be sure not to move, or else I might miss and hit something you don't want me to hit. I don't want to mess up your baby batter. Hold still now. You see the button fly off your pants, just fly off and hit the floor, and your weak zipper cannot support your pants anymore, and begins to fall, but it stops at your thighs. Oh, yes. I walk back over to you, nuzzling my body close to you, feeling my tight black cat suit snuggling against your legs and chest. Then I take one step back, place my high heels on the inside of the crotch of your pants and pull them down with my high heel. Good. I like seeing your pants around your ankles. Look up at me. Look into my eyes. My cat eyes. Stare deeply into them. Don't mind my cat mask or the licking of my paws. Stare deep into my eyes. Feel my eyes scanning your mind. My hypnotic cat scan. Good. Feel your head lower as you get more and more sleepy. So tired. Yes, your head droops from looking into my hypnotic eyes, which makes your head rest peacefully down into a trance. Before you know it, you can feel your body being moved, tied and tangled. But your body is so lost, your mind lost completely, that you're not sure what's going on. You hear footsteps and high heels all over the floor. Knowing all my female feline friends are helping me tie and knot you into my innovative death trap. Absolutely genius. Don't even pretend you don't want me. I'm a woman and can't be taken for granted. Life's a bitch. Now so am I. Don't even bother trying to move. Don't try to out-stubborn a cat. I caught you sneaking in here, and now you're not going anywhere. And to ensure this, I'm going to get my trusty gas mask and put it right over your nostrils. Good. Breathe in. Breathe it all in. You can't escape it. You can try to hold your breath, but you'll have to breathe eventually. Breathing in this paralytic gas. The more you breathe in, the more paralyzed your body will become, slowly paralyzing your entire body. And breathe out. And again. Breathe in. And breathe out. Don't be a sourpuss. This is a very special kind of gas. And it will take a little while for it to slowly distribute over your entire body. But there is an exception. One of my villainous friends has designed this gas to paralyze your entire body except for the hand you choose to masturbate with. Keep breathing in. Feel the mask on your face, feeding you more of my hypnotic gas designed to hypnotize you to carry out my plans. I've set up my trap so that your hand is directly on your cock. And you have a rope tying it in place. Your only way to escape my contraption will be to masturbate. You can feel your head getting very, very sleepy. Breathing slowly more. Your eyelids getting heavier and heavier. Slowly becoming weak and heavy. Life is hard, then you nap. Yes, that's right. Take a little cat nap for me. Feel the warm gas start to move through your head and fill through your neck, deadening your shoulders, weakening them, immobilizing your arms, your forearms, your neck. Your chest is starting to fill up more now. Filling your chest and back with my body-altering gas, making you heavier and heavier. Moving slowly down into your stomach, your abdomen, inching its way across your belly and filling through your hips. But, here comes my favorite part. You will now begin to feel the gas spreading within your legs as you continue to breathe in and out, crippling you, crippling your legs so you cannot move them. Feel the gas going down your thighs, warming up your knees, moving down into your calves, your ankles, and finally your feet, down into every toe. Paralyzed. Completely paralyzed. All you can move are your fingers. And oh, it feels so nice to do that. I've put a razor blade above your wrist that will only cut through the rope and free you only if you masturbate. If you masturbate hard enough, it will free you and you'll get your chance to escape. If you try to escape now, you will be hurt in a most disfiguring manner. I would advise you not to move an inch, because the consequences will be very deadly. Right now, you are laying on a leather board with spikes and nails pointed at your body, and if you move anything, you will suffer dearly for it. And just a little advice from my little curious one. Masturbate with your fingers, not your wrist. Otherwise, well, I don't think you'll want to find out. Anything not nailed down is a cat toy. Aw, I do love to play with toys. It looks like your little toy wants to come out and play. Oh, and you know I love playing with balls, too. You feel my black gloves teasing your cock and your balls while I tease you relentlessly. Leaning over the device just enough to lick your cheek and blow you a kiss, I lift my right leg above your face and tell you to suck on the spike of my heel. Suck it. Yes, let's face it. I have a body that makes men wet. What? Cat got your tongue? Perfect. That's my plan. Looks like you better masturbate if you expect to get free. The more you stroke, the more you'll be able to get the razor through the rope. But I think it might be a while, so I'll just tease you some more. You love knowing my slinky body is making you senseless. Driving you mad. See, I know where all the spikes and nails are, so I can pounce on your body if I please. But I'd advise you not to move or else you could really be hurt. Feel me straddle your body, licking your face, nibbling on your lips. Hear me purr. Meow. You can feel my breasts through my catsuit, barely brushing up against your chest. You like my breasts, don't you? So yummy. So delicious. Craves your thirst. Speaking of drinks, I'm thirsty. I think I'll have a White Russian. No ice, no vodka. Hold the Kahlua. You like bad girls? I am Catwoman. Hear me roar. You shouldn't play with fire. What's that smell? You need a bath. Feel my tongue licking your nipples. My paws holding down your shoulders as I nuzzle my lips and teeth over your areolas, licking your nipples, licking down over your belly button. I'd love to lick milk off your belly. So sexy. Feel me slide down slowly. Careful, moving around the death trap as you feel my red lips slowly grazing over the head of your cock, licking it, sucking the head of it. You want to move your legs and your body, but you are paralyzed all over. So completely helpless to me. Feel my fingers playing with your balls, my tongue licking them. Feel my paws kneading into your thighs, kneading them like dough. My tongue licking playfully over your cock and balls, stroking it just enough to drive you crazy. Aw, you want to pet me, don't you? But you can't move your wrist to touch me. I know you want me. You'd like to see my naked body, wouldn't you? I love pouncing on you, teasing you and licking you. But I'm quite acrobatic, you know. My flexibility is one to be admired. I don't always land on my feet, you know. Now, be a good little pussycat and lick my legs. Open your mouth. Lick my ankles, thighs, and legs. Feel your tongue licking over my tight PVC cat suit. I stand up for a moment and carve out a patch of skin where my nipples are so they stick out of my catsuit. Now, my nipples are sticking straight through my suit. Too bad your eyes are paralyzed by the gas to look at me. You'll just have to taste for yourself. Open your mouth. Lick my nipples. Yes, suck them. Good, keep licking. Suck them. One, then the other. Feel me feeding them to you. Perfect. Yes. Meow. Now, I have an even better idea. I stand up again and take my silver dagger and very carefully carve out a hole exposing the patch of skin where my pussy is. My pussycat, completely exposed to the world. Yes. I get back up on the death trap and straddle your face carefully, removing the gas mask off your face. I want to smother your face with my beautiful pussy. Never sleep alone when you can sleep on someone's face. Lick my pussy. Yes. Suck my clitty. Yes, you love sucking my little kitty kitty. Oh, lick it. Large mountain cats can be dangerous, But a little pussy never hurt anyone. My little pussy wants you. Keep licking it. Stick your tongue straight out so I can ride it. I've always wanted to climb my way to the top. That's why the drapes are there. And now I've climbed my way to your face. Kiss my pussy. Kiss it good. A kiss can be even deadlier if you mean it. Oh, yes. Oh, that feels so good. Oh. Meow. Oh, yes. Purr. It feels good. I love marking my territory. I'm going to come on your face, and I want you to slurp it up. Open your mouth while I come on your face. Feel me purring on your mouth. That feels good. I want to wet all over your face. Yes. Yes. I want you to come with me. I want you to come when I do. Count down from 10, and when I get down to 0, I want you to come when I do. I want you to make a mess. Oh, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, oh God, oh, 5, oh, 4, oh, 3, oh, 2, oh, 1, oh, come for me now, oh, come with me, oh, lick it up, oh yeah, oh, come hard, oh, yes, looks like I've made quite the mess. I've made quite the mess on your face. Now that's what I call high quality kitty litter. You've made a mess too. Like I've always said, better make your mark in the world or at least spray in each corner. I don't know about you, but I feel so much yummier. What's not to love about a gal with the whips, stilettos, and sharp rhinestone claws? Now, I'm going to walk over to the glass case and lift it slowly to remove the enormous 100-carat diamond and replace it with a little cat toy. Good. Now, I'll just hide it inside my black cat suit and be on my way. I better leave now before the fire alarm and sprinklers go off. I absolutely hate water, and I don't need a shower to ruin the way I feel right now. Oh my, it looks like you're almost free from your ropes. When you get your hand free, flip the oxygen switch on your right-hand side, and you'll be able to move your body again, and you will become completely unparalyzed. Only then will you be able to escape. Now, wake up and smell the cat food in your bank account. When the police arrive, you won't remember a thing, and I've got the diamond.
This has been a professional production of Erotic Hypnosis by Isabella Valentine. More recordings available at at isabellasrecordings.com and isabellavalentine.com.